BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A debate in the US Senate on the Republican tax bill is continuing into the night, with a vote expected shortly. The bill, approved earlier on Tuesday by the House of Representatives, constitutes a radical reform of the American tax system. Democrats have criticised the way the legislation is being rushed through Congress. The defeated opposition candidate in the fiercely disputed presidential elections in Honduras, Salvador Nasrallah, has accepted an invitation for talks with the president, Juan Orlando Hernández. Mr. Nasrallah has accused his rival of rigging the vote. 12 people have been killed after their tour bus overturned on a main road in the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. The bus was carrying foreign tourists and their guides to Mayan ruins. 18 passengers were injured. Accident investigators in the US state of Washington say Monday's deadly train crash might have been prevented if politicians hadn't delayed the introduction of speed control technology. 3 people were killed and dozens injured when a speeding train derailed south of Seattle. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has asked the US to consider delaying joint military exercises until next year's Winter Olympics is finished, to avoid provoking North Korea. The South will host the Games in February. The annual military drills are considered to be rehearsals for an invasion by North Korea. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is suspending military operations against communist rebels over the Christmas period. A presidential spokesman said the announcement should ease the public's concerns. He called on the rebels to respond with a similar gesture of goodwill. And the BBC is to enhance its coverage of religions, devoting more time to the main events in non-Christian faiths. The decision follows a review of BBC output in response to claims it was out of step with its audience. BBC News.